today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Before we do that, should we mention that we got a little show coming up in November that we should really talk about? Should we do that?
Look, the thing's basically sold out. Do we even need to talk
don't
about
get
it?
What is the matter with you? Oh, fantastic.
Squeeze to be. He's a bit. Well, I mean,
fantastic means everything.
Yeah, I didn't know they still made it.
It's great.
No, it's fantastic.
It's not necessarily, whatever it is.
Comet.
I call it fantastic. No, Trepentine. We didn't use Comet. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, well, you'll get half credit. It won't be as good as a Gal Gadot interview, but if you make out with Chris Pine, that's good for half credit.
Yeah, tell us what he's wearing.
I'll really try.
If you score,
try.
Come here.
Yeah, I guess for the ladies, Chris Pine also.
I need this. It's college credit, man.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
1580 KLOU, Lake Charles.
Hi, everybody. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. I hope you're doing well. All the ice cream's been removed from the O'Mara house. Mike can't have any anymore.
Do you know how excited I get when you come out in a jingle? Because no one knows what record you're going to play.
Right. And well, they're usually the same, like 10 records.
No, but I mean, Charlie Rich is a summertime special, I think.
Yeah, I'm just kind of doing an ice cream thing, you know? I mean, that's all.
Washington's winner, all hit WAVA.
Hey, everybody, Mike O'Mara. How you doing? A beautiful Thursday. Hey, thanks to all the P1s and the bonus show subscribers. Hey, you sold over 80% of our inventory for the live show, taking my summertime stress away. Huey Lewis, hip to be square. Let's see.
Love it.
All right. Are we going to do that Sunday bar at the Vegas show where you can buy ice cream?
Sunday bar, yeah.
Sunday bar.
Oh, boy, a sad day in the O'Mara household. Yes, my daughter Catherine's birthday celebration is over, and there will be no ice cream for me. Yeah, very sad, ladies and gentlemen. All the ice cream's been removed. Because Commander Fatass has been doing late night foraging and Mama's having none of it, WAV.
I could totally see myself driving to work and being like, what's this guy talking about?
What, is this a fill-in guy? What is this guy?
It's very difficult. Really.
Let's go! 50s on 5 Radio XM. It's the dawn of rock and roll. Let's go!
Hey, I can't tell you, I'm tremendously excited about Las Vegas, Nevada, and our big live show. Yeah, we've been talking about that all week long, but there's one thing I will not be sampling in Las Vegas.
Oh.
That's for sure. It's been made indelibly clear to me. Ice cream will not be on the menu for Mike O'Mara. Yes, sirree, Commander Lard will not be allowed near any of the fabulous confection. But that's okay.
Can I request a DJ name for the guy who can't have any more ice cream?
What's that?
To give the name Jerry Vanilla.
Jerry Vanilla.
97 Wave.
Hey, everybody. It's Jerry Vanilla. Jerry Vanilla get together for a Thursday afternoon. How you doing, everybody? Vanilla, mint chocolate chip, Rocky Road, peppermint stick, all the good ones. I won't be eating anything because I'm a fat tub of crap.
Although... Rocky Roads would be another good DJ name.
Much more music.
Hey, it's Rocky Roads. Today's episode coming up after the hour is brought to you by our bonus packages. We're going to be joined by Heath Mark Crunch.
And click on the bonus
real good guy.
You'll get access to all of our bonus content. And even better, you'll be helping
Mocha Jamocha for the urban hits. That'll be coming up later on tonight on WA.
And the Google Play Store.
Like the writer, the writer's room just checked in, and they want to hear it talk up from Larry Lactose.
Larry Lactose. I've run out of jingles. Do you have any jingles, Rob?
Of course. Give me one second.
Yes, sir. Please play.
Do you have any jingles?
Do I have any jingles? This is the moment I've been waiting for. Do you need a jingle and a writer?
I don't have them. I took all mine away when we did our last. I hope you're doing well.
Do you want a jingle and a record?
All No, I want to. I can't have it. Have the record.
All right, here comes your jingle. You know how excited I get when you come out in a jingle? Because no one knows what record you're going to play.
Hey, right. And, the blood sugar alarm has gone off. Like
no, but studio. I mean, Charlie Rich is a summertime special. I do.
Yes, kind of sir, ice cream the ice cream social with Rocky Road. Hope you're enjoying yourself, too. But unfortunately, bad news on the Rocky Road front. Mrs. Rhodes has said there will not be no more ice cream in the house because I'm a tub of garbage. She wants the Bonus Show subscribers. Hey, you sold over 80% of our inventory for the
morning shows are different.
Taking my summertime stress away.
Can we hear one from the fabulous team of Cookies and Cream? I have a jingle for you. Here we go. Are we going to do that Sunday bar at the Vegas Dunk Show where you can buy ice cream?
Hey, everybody, it's Dan Cream with you. Cookies out today. She had a diabetic attack.
Oh, boy, sad day in the Rivera household.
Yes, my daughter Kathy's birthday celebration is over.
She won't
there
be coming
will
back.
Be no ice cream for me.
She
yeah, very
won't
sad.
Be coming back.
All the ice cream's been removed.
I don't
because
know.
Because Commander
so Fat
Ass has been doing late night foraging into
and Mama's having none of it.
WAV.
All right, here's one
from a brand new artist. Hit the.
I can totally see myself driving to work and being like, this is
wait, is this a fill-in guy? What is this guy?
It's very difficult, really.
Oh.
He's on 5 Radio XM. It's the dog of rock and roll. Let's go.
Hey, I can't tell you. I'm tremendously excited about Las Vegas, Nevada, and our big live show. Yeah, we've been talking about that all week long. But there's one thing I will not be sampling in Las Vegas. That's for sure. It's been made indelibly clear to me. Ice cream will not be on the menu for Mike O'Mara. Yes, sirree. Commander Lard will not be allowed near any of the fabulous confection. That's okay.
Can I request a DJ name for the guy who can't have any more ice cream? I'd like to give the name Jerry Vanilla.
Yeah, that was Michael O'Mara. He's got up and coming. Number one with a bullet or a knife. Hey, everybody, it's Jerry Vanilla. Whatever Jerry he's going to beat his parents to death with.
Thursday afternoon.
That's a scary little song from a 4 3/4-year-old.
Get chocolate chip rocky
roll. That's okay. Pepper's not going to grow up for a while.
Good ones.
I won't be eating anything because I'm a fat tub of crap.
Although,
Rocky Road would be another good you
need? Yeah, enough that they changed the, it was, it had to be enough to change house policy.
Need a little context.
Rocky Roads. How you doing? Coming up after the hour. We're going to be, here we go.
We're going to be joined by Heath Park Crunch.
Real good guy. Yeah, he's fantastic. Who else is coming in here? Mocha Jamocha for the Urban Hits. That'll be coming on later on tonight on WAB.
Let's give you a little content, shall we?
The writer's room just checked in, man. They want
to
hear it talk from Larry Lactose.
She was killing herself. Larry Lactose.
I've run out of jingles. Do you have any jingles, Rob?
Of course.
What's that? Please take the little guy.
Do I have any jingles?
Do I have any jingles?
23 years
young. This is the moment I've been waiting for.
In the town.
You need a jingle and a record?
I don't have a ice cream. I took all mine away when we did our snack in the afternoon.
Sure. Do you want a jingle and a record?
No, I want a jingle. I'll have the record.
All right, here comes your jingle.
Well, they don't need a plug from me for their overpriced ice cream. Place is always packed. Hey, everybody, the blood sugar alarm has gone off.
Normally,
we roll studio.
We're staying in the
car. Fantastic afternoon. Yes, sir. Well, the ice cream
salad with me.
Rocky Road.
Daddy hopped out of the
car. Hope you're enjoying yourself with
his daughter and his son.
Unfortunately, bad news
on the Rocky Roads front. We sat at the
Mrs. Rhodes has said there will no be heroin ice cream in the house
because I'm a tub of
little garbage.
Dad had a cup of that.
A lot of people
don't
know.
Before we left the store,
morning
said, well,
shows are different
party,
than
so
like
afternoon.
Well can we hear one from the fabulous team of Cookies and Cream?
For the big party we're having later.
I have a jingle for you. Here we go.
So then we had the birthday party. Trying to bake a cake. Daddy had a little bit of ice cream.
Hey, everybody, it's Dan Cream with your cookies out today. And then everybody went to bed later on that night.
Had a diabetic
attack.
And two tiny cups of strawberry.
She's in
that'd be
cookie
about
hospital, right?
40 servings of ice cream.
She won't be coming back.
Unfortunately,
that's won't be coming
was discovered
back.
By Mrs. O'Mara early today.
I don't know what I'm
saying.
Dad was
so
punished.
Sad.
I don't know. One more jingle into
no more ice cream
just a song that I think you're really going to enjoy.
All right, here's one of
the songs. Brand new one. I know it's going to be coming up really soon. That answers your question. Having 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 servings of ice cream
You nailed it.
Okay, that's it. Okay, good.
And I do believe that's a minute 46 on that talk up. That is one of the longest ever. Strawberry ice cream, there's hard to beat it. It's the best.
Thank you.
I side
from
with you.
From one junkie to the next.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
Yeah, you and I wouldn't do a sports show. We would be the ice cream junkie.
But I do feel, you know,
the excitement is palpable.
One of the most laughable things in the world is when you buy a pint of Ben and Jerry's and it says on the back, 4 servings in a container.
No.
That'll last me like 2 months.
This is the third.
Yeah.
You're such a jerk.
There's frost over a pint of ice cream in my
fridge. No, listen, you've called me probably 11 times. And I'm sorry. Yes. I know where you're from.
Yeah, that was Michael O'Mara.
We purchased an automobile from the other
bullet.
I want the interview.
We purchased the car.
Yes, we did.
Or a baseball bat or whatever he's going to beat his parents to death with.
Don't just look.
That's a scary little song from a 4 3/4-year-old.
Thank you.
That's okay.
Thanks.
He's not going to grow up for a while.
Mr. O'Mara, we have 31 flavors. Yes.
I hate that.
Was that Morton's Moon?
No, that was the other dealership where we looked at a super fast.
Yeah, enough that it had to be enough to change house policy.
So I had to tell him, and I don't, and they called like 5 and show me that interest when I'm buying the automobile. I walked into your dealership, and no one even walked up to me.
You know what? When I saw your side of the conversation, I was very, very easily able to picture the voice on the other end as Tim McWilliams.
How much?
Ice cream.
It's a lady.
Obviously, a lady who's in charge. Let's
give you a little she women that way, Mike?
Who's finding out what the sales are into.
Ron.
So she Mama was going to rest her eyes because she was killing herself baking a cake, preparing dinner for Catherine's birthday.
Did you eat that ice cream,
Daddy
sir? Why did you talk to
he would take the little guy and the old sister.
I'm not proud.
23 years younger.
I bet that lady has a dish of hard candy on her desk.
A little ice cream just for a little snack.
Sweet seem to be pretty.
And normally when we go to the ice cream shop, known as Morton's Moo. There's an unofficial plug up. I'll talk one up to go into the
ring. Plug for me if they're overpriced ice cream.
You know, my favorite one, Rob, give me a jingle for Hip to Be Square.
But at Morton's
Moo, I love Hip to Be Square. That normally is required.
You're going to like this. This is a jingle from your past, Mike.
Well, I just have Carla with me at this point. So,
hey, everybody.
It's escorted with his daughter and his son into Morton's Moo.
You erased that.
He sat at the camera. So the first
heroin.
That means I'm going to have to play the first song.
A little Heath Park.
I have it if you want it. I have Hip to Be Square.
Okay, don't worry about it. I'm in the middle of it.
Left
all
store.
Right.
No, it's
hey,
a birthday
everybody.
Party, so
okay,
well
ice cream talk over. On the talk of Major Motion Pictures. Because Oscar's got a story that will curl your hair.
So then we had the birthday party. Even the little curly ones. Daddy had
that's right.
A little bit of ice cream with
movie time with Oscar Santana coming up on the mic on our show.
Then everybody went to bed later on that night.
I got another riff. Sorry, I talked it up too early. I'm terribly sorry. That's that lady from the car dealership. Thanks for effing up the show, lady.
40 servings of ice cream. Unfortunately, that's was discovered by Mrs. O'Mara early today.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Dad was punished.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
I'm not sure what the guy's going to sing, but I know it's going to be coming up really soon. That answers your question.
That'd
be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 servings of ice cream.
Became bathroom tissue.
You nailed it.
Okay, that's it. Okay,
and I do believe that's a minute 46 on that talk. That is one of the longest ever. Strawberry ice cream. Toilet paper hard to became beat. Bathroom one of the best. Tissue.
Thank you.
I really, I side
from one junkie to the next.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
You and I wouldn't appliances. Do a sports show. We would be the ice cream junkie.
But I do feel, you know, one of the most laughable things in the world is when you buy a pint of Ben and Jerry's and it says on the back, 4 servings in a container.
That'll last me like 2 months.
This is partly sunny.
Yeah, you're such a jerk.
There's frost over a pint of ice cream.
No, listen, you called me probably 11 times.
I'm
sorry.
Previously owned transportation.
I know where you're from.
Is it Ben and Jerry? Yeah.
No, we purchased an automobile from the other dealership.
They want the interview.
And
we
purchased the car. Became occasional irregularity.
No.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I appreciate that.
Mike O'Mara.
Thank you.
Bob Spiewak.
Thank you.
You don't understand, Mr. O'Mara. We have 31 flavors.
Yes. From his
I hate that.
Was that Morton's Moo?
No, that was the other dealership where we looked at
the
super fat.
The podcast building studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
We are a radio show and a podcast for the worldwide network. Show me that interest when I'm buying the automobile.
You are
in your dealership and no one even walked up to me.
You
know what? When I saw your side of the conversation, I was very, great very easily able to picture the voice on the other end as Tim McWilliams.
And a sleep timer. Plus, the ability to call the show anytime, anywhere. Obviously, download it now on iTunes or at the Google Play. Who's finding out what the salesman did. Can be sent to Rob@MicroMaraShow.com. And you can call us anytime, 888-920.
Did you eat that ice cream, sir? Why didn't you talk to Morton's
News? 6673. I'm not proud. I'm not sure. We'll find out later.
I bet that lady has a dish of hard candy on her
desk. A wonderful advertising partner of the Micro Marriage.
It's not very good.
Sweet seem to be Cornerstone home values are at the highest levels in 14 years.
That'll do your stone.
Fabulous, that strong.
I'll talk one up to go into the break.
That means there's brilliant dollars in equity out there. Now, this is a perfect time to use your home as a virtual ATM. I love consolidation.
You're going to like this. This is a jingle from the past, Mike. Thinking about it.
Home improvements or anything else,
hey,
especially since the tax deductibility implications on a HELOC have changed. By the way, HELOC stands for helicopter loading.
HELOC stands
for
home
equity line of credit. Don't worry about it. I'm in the middle of it. Home equity line.
Hey, everybody. Okay, ice cream.
You're buying a home. Cornerstone First Financial is a direct lender with their own money and can set their own rates and beat all the others. You can get pre-approved before you work with an agent so you know you're qualified. They're just like so many TMOS listeners have done before. The listeners that we have that have dealt with Cornerstone First Financial are giving great reviews to their screen. It's Atlanta Vanguard. That's Cornerstone First Financial. 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial.
Make your dreams of divorce come true.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Looking down the business from the entertainment capital of the world.
Sometime during my life,
because
toilet
it's worth
paper,
it, that's why.
It came back
really familiar
tissue.
With that. Anyway, let's get to Oscar Santa. Oscar comes in
no one
with a note that was put
it.
On his door that he had Rob Spiewak read. And this is,
you know, before we do that,
which is
mention
policy here. Oscar can bring the material, but I read it.
Became dental appliances.
Oscar.
Medicine became medication.
I'm
information became directory assistance.
I don't know why that popped in.
Hey, you know what? Too soon on that. Too soon on that.
Car crashes became automobile accidents.
Hey, before we do that, should
accidents.
We mention that we got a little show coming up in November that we should really talk about? Should we do that?
Motels became
the thing's basically sold out. Do we even need to talk
don't
about it?
What's the matter with you?
I get these cars became previously owned transportation.
Like
what is
we've
wrong
sold
with
it out,
you?
Basically. It's just great.
Well, that's a nice thing we ought to at least talk about.
And consultation became occasional
irregularity.
I think, you know what? Let's act like we've been there before. We sell these things out.
Mike O'Mara
Show. He's like bipolar maniac. What is with him?
Rob Spiewak. I never count my chickens, Mr. Man.
They don't go on sale till 10. Let's talk about it.
Do we have the promo from Dean Walker?
We do. We have it.
Does that say from the heart of our nation's capital?
They go on sale at 10. We should probably do it at 10 o'clock.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
But it's a
we
half an hour
are
away from
a radio
10.
Show and a podcast
for
the worldwide network of
the,
listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. You can listen
24/7
on our new PlayaPod app with time code bookmarks, great media controls.
Let's talk about the
magic hour.
Because you know what? We are like all this job
is here. Anytime, anywhere, download it now on iTunes or at the Google Play Store. All items for our athletes.
Jiffy Split Crash. Of course. That's always been our policy. And we are, as all disc jockeys are, we are governed by the clock. And right now we have a time crunch because this event is a time-related event that's earlier. So let's do this, and then in the next break, we'll be able to segue into the other topic.
Here's a track from Cornerstone Home Values.
No, you see, you make things worse, Oscar!
What is he explaining to me? That's incredible.
No, he's being a dick is what he's doing.
Billions of dollars in equity out there.
We
want to
send one of our interns down to the location.
Because down for jet consolidation, a divorce buyout.
This is going on like today.
Right now. It started 2 minutes ago.
We talked about
home improvements or anything else, especially
coming up since
the summer. I didn't have
no,
quality right now.
Today. So
have changed this year.
I'm sorry.
By the way, HELOC.
We need to get to this Jiffy Split quick.
Tickets go on sale for the live show to the general public.
HELOC stands for home equity line.
And if you're listening to this on a long tail,
home equity line. Now you know. If you're buying a home, Cornerstone First Financial is a direct lender with their own money and they can set their own rates. And beat all the others. You can get pre-approved before you work with the agency. Have your brother read it. I can read it. We're just like so many MLS lists have done before. The listeners that we have that have dealt with Cornerstone First Financial are giving rave reviews to the way they're treated.
But they do.
Ban on our website.
They leave paper all the time.
Cornerstone First Financial. 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal with
July 1st,
personal
2018,
attention
Crown
from
City Pictures
to closing
Inc.
license
will be filming
in Maryland,
scenes
D.C.,
from
Virginia,
a major
Florida,
motion
Georgia,
picture entitled
Colorado.
Magic Hour.
Don't wait
in
now
your
is the time to call
as
Cornerstone
a courtesy,
First
you that the city
Financial.
Of Washington
make your dreams of divorce come true.
In Georgetown. Yes, and then they list all the closings of streets for these days.
There's even a street in front of your house.
Not the street in front of my house. Right a block over.
Anyway,
I didn't know what the Magic Hour was, and I Googled it.
Note that
and
was
I
put
said,
on
oh,
his door that he had Rob Spiewak
like indie
read,
film. Who
and this
cares?
Is
right?
You know, before we do that, should
then,
I mention
policy
yesterday
here.
I'm sitting with
Oscar
Rofo,
can bring material,
and
but I read it.
He's like, you yeah, know, they're filming the Oscar. Sequel to Wonder Woman down the street.
It's
and I said,
I'm sorry,
what?
How did he know? How did he know? I don't know
he's
why
connected.
That
hey, you know
said
what?
To his girlfriend
hey,
had
before
written
we do
him
that,
and said, hey, look out for
the
Wonder Woman actors
November
because they're filming
really
in Georgetown today and tomorrow. And yes, I, look, the thing's
so
basically sold
now.
Out. Yeah, so the, I guess the
working
title is the secret title for any film they have. I didn't know.
Yeah, well, they do that like when they would ship a Star Wars movie to a theater, they would always leave with cans another name so people didn't know what they had.
So this code name for the Wonder Woman sequel, Gal Gadot, Chris Pine, and Kristen Wiig, is Magic Hour.
He's like and bipolar maniac. What is
don't
with
know.
Him?
She wasn't in the first one. If I don't,
I never
if I,
count
maybe
my
she was. I don't remember
Mr.
her in the
Fanny
first one. Don't go on sale till 10.
She might be listening.
Let's
right,
talk
so
about
we
it.
Doing a radio.
I'm sorry, man. We do. We have it.
They don't go on sale till 10. I thought it would be fun to send Grace, one of our new interns, on sale now.
It's a half an hour away from 10.
Three blocks down, and she can call in and see what she sees. If they
send our reporter, bring Grace in.
And Grace, come on in.
Let me offer this.
We should always summon her.
Talking about
her
magic
character.
Name
let's talk about
talk about the Ferris magic Bueller.
Because you know what we are right, like
so
all this giant.
Whenever we ask for Grace, whenever we ask for Grace, I want to make sure you should isolate it from the movie and go
Jiffy
Split Grace. Jiffy Split Grace. That's all going to go. We are as all disc jockeys are. We are governed by the clock. And right now we have a time crunch because this event is a time related event that's earlier. So let's do this and then the next break
they are shooting the Wonder Woman.
Segue into the other time.
Let us drive. You hang out.
And let us drive.
No. You see, you make things worse.
What is he explaining? Let me explain the parameters here.
No, he's being a dick is what he's doing.
There are no expectations.
We
want to
send one of our interns down to Lorena
Jordan.
Mike, to be
but it's always nice to start with diminished expectations.
It started
2 minutes
ago.
The same instruction manual.
I thought that was coming up this summer. I didn't know.
No, it's in a today. So we're
standing next to Gal Gadot.
We need to get to this Jiffy Split quick.
Our tickets go on sale for the live show to the general public at 10 a.m. this morning. Just wanted to mention that.
And if you're listening to this on a long tail,
in history, as somebody like for example, you got down to where they were shooting, and
or you can go to StubHub.
That's Wonder Woman's trailer right over there. And she walks out and said, "Could you please read? Do you read the thing? Have your brother read the thing?
I can read it.
Then that would be
gentlemen.
Are you sure?
In front, yes.
Oscar, do you have any follow-up?
On my front door, I have some happy put up so you will not get lost. Great, the citation. You know, we don't do
just
this.
Just follow the stream.
But they
also
do.
Get
they leave paper all
you'll
the time,
get half
right?
credit.
Right.
It won't be as good as a Gal Gadot interview,
on
but
June
if you make 14th, out with Chris Pine, that's good for half credit.
2018, July 1st, 2018,
really
if Crown City Pictures will be filming scenes for a major motion picture entitled Magic Hour in your neighborhood.
Chris Pine also.
As a courtesy of the citizens advise you that the city of Washington, D.C. has given our company permission to film in Georgetown. And then they list all the closings of streets for these days.
There's even a map. Where do you value wigs?
Not the street in front of my house.
Wig would be up there, too.
Right
okay.
a block
Wig
over,
would be
right?
a big deal. Okay.
I didn't know what
any
the,
of the three
magic hour was, and I
right?
Googled
Gal Gadot,
and
I
said, oh,
professors and tell
oh it's
the
probably some, like, indie film. Who
that's awesome,
cares,
right?
That's right.
the way that happened. But there's no pressure.
Yesterday, I'm sitting with Rofo, and he's like, you know, they're filming the sequel to Wonder Woman down the street. So you're going to go down there, I said, there's going to be a lot of police presence.
How did he know, right?
I haven't seen the set.
Connected.
I just last
he's
said that his girlfriend trucks, had written him and said, hey, look out for the Wonder Woman.
When did they put that on your door?
Yes, because they're filming 2 days of Georgetown today and tomorrow. And that was yesterday.
So you've already, okay.
So it's happening
so
now.
So you've already scoped
it. I haven't seen the set. I just drove last night.
Well,
when I left here, I drove down to Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, they do that like when they would ship a Star Wars movie to a theater. They would always label with cans another name.
Something special happening.
So people didn't know what they had. The weird thing is the sequel is set in the 80s. Whereas the old one was a period piece like around World War II, but this is in the 80s. so they rebuilt some Georgetown storefronts.
And Kristen Wiig.
Like, a lot of local people will remember Commander Salamander has been rebuilt on Georgetown, so it's going to look like 1984.
I'm
sorry, madam.
If it's set in the 80s, then send them a picture.
I thought it would be fun to send Grace, one of our new interns, down, which is three blocks down, and she can call in and see what she sees.
Picture me with like a semi-mobile. Bring Grace in.
Grace, come on.
Look for Mike with a mustache.
We should always summon her.
Might be there.
I would say you drive instead of
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes, so you'll be okay.
Whenever we ask for Grace, in fact, Rob, you should isolate it from the movie and go,
Grace!
Yes. And then she'll get on the microphone and go,
Live any other interns? Is there anybody that could drive her?
Hi, Mike.
How are you finding your internship so far? What do we have?
I'm loving it.
We have Pony.
That's wonderful.
Get out of here.
This is an exciting assignment.
They are shooting
the Wonder Woman sequel in Washington, D.C. And we are sending you on a mission. No, we're not sending you on it and find out what's going on.
We could send Andrea.
Let me explain the parameters.
Andrea's in a car.
Grace, do you drive?
There are no expectations.
Okay, well, then get in your car.
Grace, give me a wave. I didn't even see it. But it's always nice to start with diminished expectations.
Now you leave the studio.
Also mentioned
this is when you go.
And
then you wave a mic.
Instruction manual.
Yeah, she's getting.
Take off your headphones.
Very
pinnacle
would be.
Go, Mike. There's Mike. Say
bye.
Bye.
Hop on the phone and say
blue out.
Hello, Mike.
We'll call you.
Rob and Oscar.
Don't be nervous.
That would be the absolute. Walk by the camera. You would go down.
Off to intern. I haven't seen her leave that fast since the last time the show ended.
Like, for example, we got down to where they were shooting, and they say, we are 20 minutes away from the tickets to the live show.
Precisely.
Could you say hi to my friend? She comes over and general public. And then that would be the special bonus show. Oscar, do you have any follow-up?
I have the map for you, so you will not get
lost in
the big city.
But there are still some tickets available.
You'll get half credit. It won't be as good as a Gal Gadot interview, but if you make out with Chris Pine.
Why are you being flippant? You and your brother, you know, when we're selling, and we're like 10 tickets away in a month, I guess for the ladies.
I said act now. I said it's important.
You didn't say it sincerely. You said it sarcastically, like when you were in class.
No.
Chris Pine would be like
when your teachers all hated
to
act now.
You know, to Gal
Gadot. No, yeah, where do you value Wiz?
You're overconfident. Would be on your food.
Okay.
Kristen Wiig would be a big deal.
Sitting there and selling some tickets.
She gets Gal Gadot,
some pizza.
I call one of our professors and tell her she's
okay,
great
you know what, Mike? You're right. So don't get
that's
happy.
Awesome.
Don't get happy.
But there's no pressure.
But you did miss it.
We were very, very pleased with the first 48
I've never seen. Okay, so you're going to go down there and look, a lot of police present tickets sold in the first 48
seen the set.
Yes,
I just last thing driving through, they had all the big production trucks.
Who's got a juice, man?
When did you get that on your door? When did they put that on your door?
Yes, 2 days
ago.
We should go on tour.
He scares me just a little.
So you've already seen that. I want to get out of here.
I just drove last night, bro. When I left here, I drove down Wisconsin to the set.
Check it out.
We're going to advertise a big truck, traveling podcast happening.
The weird thing is the sequel is set in the 80s, whereas the old one was a period piece like around World War II, but this is in the 80s, so they've rebuilt some Georgetown storefronts.
You know, little old storefronts
like,
from the 80s.
A lot of local people will remember Commander Salamander has been rebuilt on in Georgetown, so it's going to look like 1984 or 1985.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We should have
the 80s.
How about let's call
a
call
shot
now?
When I was
a second show. Let's do a second show. Come on. Let's do it. Shot, shot, Mike. We are the
hot shit. You don't have to fear me.
I can make a call and see what happens.
Look for Mike with a mustache.
Why don't we sell out the first one? We start doing it.
I would say you drive instead of because we no loser talk here. Yeah,
that's right.
We're not doing loser.
The street part. Right, so you can just stay in your. Like,
you want to play the dude walker? What do you play the dude walker?
In the next break.
If you want
right now, remember when we used to have any other interns? Is there anybody on the page and all that? Where's that? I want to put that up.
I have the artwork.
We have it.
We have it. We have it. I got everything.
He's got everything.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to put a number 2 on it because it's a second show.
Oh,
you
got
a
switch
a
link.
You
don't switch I really wish you
wouldn't. We need Pony today. We need Pony.
Oh, you know what we could do? We could send Andrea. Andrea's in the car.
Go to commercial.
Grace, do you drive?
Mike O'Mara, go to
car. Get out of here. Give her the thing and tell her to get the hell out of here. When we come back, Grace, give me a wave. I didn't even see you talk about. Wave at me when
it was birthday night in the
Mike O'Mara
show.
Now you leave.
It's birthday season.
This is when you go. And then you wave at me.
But more importantly, we launched the Mario.
Take off your headphones. They're not going to reach.
Ah.
There's
Mike. Say bye.
Shouldn't be getting into a thingy. All right, that's
blue out of here. We'll call
what is the thingy, you may ask? It's a
don't
small
be nervous.
Boat.
designed for people that weigh 38 pounds.
All right, she's off.
We'll come back.
I haven't seen her leave that fast since the last time the show ended.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. And now we are 20 minutes away from the tickets to the live show.
Precisely.
Going on sale to the general public. The special bonus show subscribers, we thank you. You have consumed. You have eaten up many, many of these tickets, but there are still some tickets available.
Yes,
we're very, very excited.
Act now.
Why are you being flipped? You and your brother, you know, when we're sitting and we're like 10 tickets away in a month, and I'm going to be out of my mind.
I said act now. I said it's important.
You didn't say it sincerely. You said it sarcastically, like when you were in class.
No.
Like when your teacher's all here. Act now.
No, I said it like act
now. Mr. Hahn.
I'm
just sitting here and selling some tickets, having some pizza.
Okay, you know what, Mike? You're right. Don't get happy.
Don't get happy.
But I will say yes.
But you did right
there. We were very, very pleased with the Legacy Box.
I've never seen
48 hours. I've never
seen 80% to 80%+ tickets sold in the first 48 hours.
You can do it with Legacy Box. You just send in your Legacy Box.
Who's got the juice, man?
Movies, pictures. They will do the rest. They digitize your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud.
We should go on tour. We should hit every city. Let's go to Sacramento.
And they keep you updated every step of the process.
Yes, forget advertising. We are traveling podcasts.
We all used it.
We go from city to city, and we give these out to everybody that come out, and they give us 20 bucks.
I don't even know how to bleep that.
That's great for your family. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your old home movies, film reels, and photos. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started for a limited time. Our listeners can get a huge exclusive discount.
Come on, let's call a shot now.
When we come back, boats, gentlemen, I've wonderful. Got a lot to talk about. I don't worry about it was the birthday night. I worry about Mike O'Mara.
Well, it's
the
birthday season.
But more importantly, we launched the Mario. Where shall I start with the dinghy? Better than a man. They shouldn't be getting into a dinghy.
It's an inflatable
getting into a dinghy.
What is a dinghy, you may ask?
It's a small boat. Designed for people that weigh 38
every couple of days.
We'll come back and talk about that right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Should I start with the fact that I have not stepped into a dinghy in 2 years?
And the last year, when
I was up here, my sister did all the rowing and the dinghy.
When you blow up the dinghy, do you use your mouth or do you have a pump?
I've got a foot pump that I stick there and I pump it up by feet.
Do you know where the leak is? Because I'm sure you can patch it.
We took, Zach and I took dishwashing liquid and water and sprayed it. We found one area on the bottom that looks like it's been patched, but it didn't seem bad enough to put it there. And I'll just do it.
One of my favorite quotes from the Eastern Shore when my father is down there among the people of the Eastern Shore is he had a leak in his gas tank, the propane tank for his house.
And that's not different than a leak in a dinghy. That's scary.
But he called the guy from Peptane, which is, of course, better than propane. It's Peptane. And the guy said,
is that something for stomach?
That's the brand out there. He's been the guy. What's the matter, Mr. Spivak?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, I think there's a leak in my
propane. By the way, you go to the website.
That's okay, let me give myself all that. Click right through.
That's how you spot the leak.
You put soapy water.
We only use the Legacy Box. This is a wonderful service that lets you digitize your memories.
Let me give
you can do it with Legacy Box. We never got a really big bubble.
Your Legacy Box foaming up with old movies, pictures.
They will do the rest. They digitize your moments. I wanted to get it done.
I wanted to get it done.
Or DVDs.
It's beautiful. It's like Mario. studio is next to your originals and new digital files back in a few weeks.
The book gets all crapped up.
They keep you updated every step of the process because they understand how valuable these things are to you. We all used it. It's fantastic. The work is done by hand. So right here in the USA,
and then you're set. You got it. It's preserved.
Gas or electric.
That's great for your family. There's never been a better time.
He's amazing.
Digitally preserved your old home movies, film reels, and photos.
So we cut off the legacybox.com
today
off the top of
to
the
get started for a limited time.
We threw it
our
in the garage.
Our listeners can get a huge exclusive discount.
His
go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order with this exclusive deal. Legacy Box starts at just $45 or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 40% today. Start with just a few
screens
or digitize your
Visit legacybox.com/TMOS.
Comics save you 40%. Get started preserving your past. We didn't and use we thank
there is no greater pleasure than showing a disinterested teenager footage of
launching
him
time.
The whole days
time,
after he was
I'm
born.
I'm lingering over
it. Really, really is so, so cool. Sure.
But I'm taking all the time I can because I know that
it's so sweet that we put the lettering on a very small boat.
Even after the boat is launched,
I have to put the
dinghy up here in Maine.
So is the whole thing have a sort of a feeling of dread hanging over
you? Be up here
because
this year.
You know what's coming.
I've never been more freaked out to do anything.
Did you try to hide it from Zach, or did you share with Zach?
This boat is wonderful. I don't worry about the boat at all. What I worry about,
and Catherine came down with this, so I have
the young
dingy spotter,
the dingy 23-year-old girl that can crawl into these things.
Where should I start with the
dingy?
Dad has trouble. It's an inflatable dingy.
Low.
That's what I have trouble.
Going low.
Now, some might say,
every couple of days after
my
air back into it,
I have no trouble going.
I start with that. I start with the fact that I have not stepped into a dingy in 2 years. That
as long as I have last
year when I was up here, my sister did all the rowing and the dinging, and then
when you blow up the dingy, do you use your mouth or do
you have a pump? What I can't do is get down to dingy level.
That I stick there.
That's when the artificial hips still haven't.
Do you know where the leak is? Because
you know what I'm talking about. And also, and then throw on top.
Zach and I took
ice cream social tummy,
water and
which is
that gets
we found
in
one area
that gets in the way, and that's
a lot of
any other motivation.
And obviously, it hasn't motivated
enough,
me
so
enough
put
to take
the
weight off.
Now, I remember
one of my favorite quotes from the Eastern Shore, when my father is down there among the people.
When I get this first hip replaced, things are going to change. And then it was mark my words. When I get that second hip replaced, things are going to change.
Dingy, that's scary.
But here's the guy from Peptane, which is of course better than
what has changed.
Peptane, and the guy said,
I never
is that
ever
for stomach disorder.
That's the brand out there. He's
not only
the guy's
get back to
what's the matter,
playing golf the way I used
to. Well, I think there's a leak in my propane tank. Okay,
and
let me get myself
my handicap to lower than it was pre-surgery.
That's how you spot the leaks. You put soapy water on.
You put soapy water and then it bubbles up. Very, very
blows a bubble like that.
So now you're dealing with a different kind of
really big bubble. We just got a little foaming up.
That is something that you know. But you know what?
So I've learned one thing that there are other.
I wanted to get it done.
There are no shortcuts.
So I. There no, the Mario is next to the garage, and so
exactly
anybody's ever had
that's
a
in life. Yeah.
The boat gets
that's
all crap.
Exactly you have something
what
on
I
your nose.
Up. There was bird crap in it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wiping
you shrink
it with a finger.
This isn't supposed to happen.
So,
there was
so when you access the dinghy, now we've been to your place in Maine, and the boat is tethered, gas or electric, on like a buoy.
Yeah,
so to access it, yeah. So do you get on the dinghy from the dock? Do you do it from the launch? How do you get on there?
He's
got to
get
the boat.
I've seen him do this.
Okay.
In the garage,
he has to get from the dock
on
the dinghy.
Truck,
okay, so the tide is actually probably a key player. Mike is now gone.
He's gone low.
Oh, there he is.
I have to go fix
power washing the deck.
Oh, don't fix the printer.
Going low.
And then he noticed
so
there was something on
the tide would be a massive deal here.
But he's the times I've seen him out there to get in these dinghies. When we were out there, he was held.
Yeah,
he got in a dinghy. I saw him.
Was it that long? Yeah, I didn't know they still made it.
It's like 5 years ago.
Because I was thinking if he took it from the launch, he could run
no,
and sort of jump like a boogie board.
No one's jumping on a dinghy. So not that man either. That water is ice
cold. That would prevent
cold.
Him from, prevent him from going
time,
low. No, he lands
I'm
in the dinghy.
I'm lingering over this. I'd normally be very impatient.
Sure.
But
he might.
But I'm taking all the
well,
time
maybe he needs
can,
some assistance. But, I mean, think of it. The dinghy can't be that. I mean, he could probably pick it up if it's inflatable. And then run it. And you know what? If it's too heavy, how about if he is the whole thing heavy
with helium?
Sort of a feeling of dread hanging over you?
No,
because you know what's coming.
I've never been
no, but think about it. make it lighter? Did you try to hide it from Zach, or did you share with Zach?
To get him in the dinghy, or a family member to get him in every time.
He's not going to do that. He's a proud man.
Going alone is dangerous.
Well, but you see, he's not going to go out and get the boat alone because there'll be people on the dock. He only uses the dinghy to access the boat.
Flexible enough.
I think
Dad has trouble.
All right, so let's take a break.
Yes,
and then we will come back and get the end of the story.
Going down in the dinghy.
Going low. Now, some might say, if you listen to Mike,
he literally went to plug something in.
If anyone's in his neighborhood,
but
look for smoke.
When it comes to the dinghy, as long as I have
we'll
a
always have
where
the dinghy.
I can
all right, we're back
down
after
into
this.
The dinghy
with Mike
and then
in the
stand
bike.
Up
so
and hop up. I'm fine. What I can't do is get down to dinghy level. That's when the artificial hips still haven't completely taken.
You
know what I'm talking about? And also, and then throw on top of it,
you
know, ice cream social tummy, which is, you know, maybe a little, that gets in the way. And that's, hey, is there any other motivation? And obviously it hasn't motivated me enough to take the weight off.
Now, I remember somebody, I think it was Mike, he said, mark my words. When I get this first hip replaced, things are going to change. And then it was, mark my words, when I get that second hip replaced, things are going to change.
Right. Well, here's the question. Can I tell you what has changed?
Please tell me.
What has changed is,
welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
I never ever dreamed that I would not only get back to home air filter
the way I used to,
but I would play supposed to do it, by the way,
and
lower my hands a year, and even more often
lower
than it was
pre-surgery.
Because of when I was
dandy.
At my house. That's why you need filter
and,
easy.
So
brand
I'm very,
new air
very
filters
happy
delivered.
So
right
now you're dealing
with a new air filter.
Now you're dealing with a different kind
of
hip.
Quality
of
life.
Yes.
That is something
right
that
on
you
schedule.
Know, but you know
no
what?
More forgetting.
I've learned
and you don't
one
have to worry about
that
the
there
hassle
are other
of
aspects of it.
There are no shorts.
The Environmental Protection Agency ranks poor indoor air quality as one of the top five environmental health risks. In fact, indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor.
Wiping it with a finger.
Be safe. Clinical studies.
So when you access the dinghy, now we've been to your place in Maine, and the boat is tethered out on like a buoy. So to access it, so do you get to on the dinghy from the dock? Do you do it from the launch? How do you get on there?
He's got
to
get, I've seen him do it.
Okay.
He has to get from the dock on the dinghy.
Okay, so the tide is actually probably a key play. Mike is not gone.
He's gone low.
Oh, there he is.
I have to go fix.
Oh, don't fix the printer.
Make sure you use the offer code TM.
The tide would be
sign
a massive deal here.
But he's going, the times I've seen him out there to get in these dinghies, when we were out there, he was healthy.
Easy.
Yeah.
He got in a dinghy. I saw him.
Was it that long ago?
Just a couple minutes away.
Yes.
Man.
Eastern
like 5 years
ago.
Because I was thinking if he took it from the launch, he could run and sort of jump like a boogie board.
No one's jumping on a dinghy. Not that man either. That water is
That would prevent him from going up. No, he lands in the dinghy.
Yes.
He can't jump.
He might. Well, maybe he needs some assistance, but I mean, think of it. The dinghy can't be that. I mean, he could probably pick it up if it's inflatable and then run it. And you know what? If it's too heavy, how about if he inflates it with helium?
We have the added value. We've talked about it. And this is something that we consider special.
No, but think about it. It would make it lighter.
This is a solution.
And you've responded.
That he gets
bonus show subscribers
to get him in the dinghy or a family member to get him in every time.
He's not going to do that. He's a proud man.
Going alone
and if you feel like we've slighted you because
you
were not going to go out and get the boat alone because there'll
be
people on the dock. He only uses the dinghy to access the boat.
Look, it's all
I think we've lost
this thing afloat.
All right, so let's take a break.
Yes.
And then we will come back and get the end of this story.
He went down in the dinghy.
We went down.
He literally went to plug something in. I
have to say this. I don't say it very often.
If anyone's in his neighborhood, look for smoke.
Thanks to Oscar Santana, who cultivated
we'll always
this
have the dinghy. All right,
yes.
We're back
Zappos,
after this.
And made arrangements to be out in the theater. It's really, really great what Zappos is doing for us. They're a wonderful company
to be
associated with.
While your dad drives you to all your important events.
Thrilled
did you forget
with the association.
That Father's Day is this Sunday and
you
haven't gotten your dad a gift? If you answered yes to these questions, then I have the solution
for
you. The
City Council
chain.
It's a historic building that they totally revamped.
It's a great story when they went to their new headquarters in Las Vegas.
And it's downtown, like the old part of town, right?
Their founder said, we're going
to
transform downtown Las Vegas.
And we're
going to
bring
our multi-million-dollar company to the heart of Las Vegas because they haven't done their headquarters. And they said, we're going to take it there and we're going to transform the entire area.
It's amazing that one business can make that step and make that difference and revitalize an entire city like that.
Absolutely awesome.
Oscar, you went out there and you're
supposed to do it, by the way, at the minimum 4 times a year and even more often if you have pets
that we're about as excited about.
Dandy. The prospects Dandy. For this live show.
That's why you need Filter Easy. Brand new air filters delivered
again,
right to your door.
The experiment when a new air filter comes into your city, home, it's a physical reminder to change our TMLS
right on schedule.
No more forgetting, and you don't have to worry about the hassle of storing extras.
More to come.
I have the Environmental Protection Agency ranks for indoor air quality as one of the top five environmental health measures. In fact, indoor air
got to sell this guy out.
And you know what? He's back to the other side of the coin.
There he is.
Yeah, he is a bipolar Oscar.
Indoor air pollution.
Shut it up. Better really get back to the dinghy.
Oh, yeah. Progression.
Where we left it, Mike, is the dinghy light enough that you could, like, hold it and jump? On
it's
or
a
you
no-brainer
to,
solution.
You have to
that's
get on it from the dock.
I subscribe to Filter Easy.
You could get on it from the shore.
Your first order
free.
We launched the boat
by visiting
FilterEasy.com. Once again, it's just a question of getting low. 855-910-EASY.
I could step in at 855-910-3279.
Make sure you use the offer code
I'll get in the boat.
Zach will back the truck in
at FilterEasy.com
to get your order free. Breathe easy and let Filter Easy do the remembering for you.
For anybody that's ever trailed
just a couple minutes away.
Camper,
Eastern time for ticket
work,
sales for you know
Mike O'Mara
trailer
show
where you put stuff in there,
Las Vegas
or a boat.
All you have to do
if
is
you
go to MichaelO'MaraShow.com as Dude Walker mentioned.
We are
really
really
excited one inch to
about
spare
getting out to Las
down
Vegas
next to the dock
our live show.
Want to thank
into the water.
P1s, the
he
people
did it
that are
so
well.
Subscribers
standing on the
responding.
Yes.
He backed it down.
I'll be honest,
disengages
it
from
the trailer subscribers
and for
and he did it so
just a couple of people that have made a little noise
out into the water.
Why do they get it? Well,
it was flawless once again.
Added value.
Yeah, if you head down to a if you head down to a boat launch, like on a busy weekend, say 4th of July weekend, and people are literally lined up the road to launch their boats, there are people like that.
That when you went
to show subscribers,
I have done it that weekend.
Because this is
I'm not undersized. I think I was insulted.
And
if you feel like we've slighted you because you were not included, there's a very easy way to be included. That's when everyone does. Just subscribe to the bonus show.
The rooms and boobs, man.
But what's funny is you get to watch. There's the people like Zach that can do it in 10 seconds, and then there's the people that like they've never used the reverse gear in their automobile before
shows,
because they're scissoring
really,
they're backing up and the boat
this,
is turning and the, it's folding
enough.
And so
thanks
it's
to
always
Oscar
a pleasure
Santana,
to see it when
who,
someone knows what they're
well,
doing
who cultivated this relationship
with
yes.
Zappos
because he's got a big skiff made arrangements
right.
to be out in the theater
skiff with an
it's really really great what Zappos is doing for us. They're a wonderful
equipment that he brings
associated with.
We are thrilled
funny when you hear him talking about as we get closer to
using the state of the art people
that I think inverted
this is a
from
community
a city
dock.
Council.
So you
chair.
Have
yeah. It's a historic building that they totally that revamped.
It's a great story when they went to their new headquarters, Las Vegas.
And it's downtown, like the old part of town, right?
And he's got their founder said, we're going
to
transform downtown Las Vegas. And we're going to bring our multi-million-dollar
and they're
company
talking
to
right
the
in
heart
the
of Las Vegas because they have another
be.
Headquarters and they said we're going to take it there and we're going to transform the entire area.
It's amazing
exactly
that one business can make that step and make that difference and revitalize an entire city
where
like
he is
that.
Absolutely
awesome.
Truck out. Oscar, you went
as
out there
working,
and
he is
making his relationship and it's a mutually beneficial situation that we're about as excited about the prospects for this live show as anyone has ever done.
We were wondering if
once again the experiment continues.
Do you think people are just dicks or they don't understand
in,
or have some spatial awareness from that happening?
Like
I think it starts with them being a dick
trips,
and then they forget
so
that they're being a dick and then
come,
it's just part
I,
of their
and I'll tell you this.
This
happens
with the fellers
like
about 2019.
Cartoon-sized boats
but,
coming your way
but
also
a
cheaper.
Yeah.
Like when I walk out of that FBC
and you know what? Just back to the other side of the coin.
If you
want to
stand and ask a question in front of the
bipolar Oscar
in a major metropolitan shut it up. Go to F somewhere else. Go to
we
let
left
me,
it like,
another
is the dinghy
place.
Light
tell you
enough that you
I
could like hold it
we
and,
you know
and jump on
we're
or you have to
paranoid about
you have to get on
here,
it from the dock
okay
you, I get the impression
you could get on
here,
it from the shore
and anybody
and
that's
been in a launch
the boat off the shore
this.
Sure.
And
you once again it's just a question of getting in low.
I'm
no.
trying
no.
to impress
no.
you.
I could
you're
step
trying
in
to impress
stable,
me.
Conversation.
But I didn't
and
want
by the
so
way,
I said, Catherine,
trying
get
to
in the
impress
dinghy,
someone
I'll
can
get
be
in the boat,
anything
zackled
back
from
the truck
personal
in,
achievement
the
to
after, and
what
particular
way,
malady you're dealing with. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
God.
It's just
for
you're
anybody that's
ever trailed
and you are so selfish that your conversation supersedes anything. I see it all the time.
I know you're standing in the rain, but I would like to tell you about my sciatica.
At work, a man that puts this with
like
one inch to
stair down next to the dock.
I don't want to have the alarm.
This thing
I don't want to have the alarm.
All right, you know what? Let me disable. I'm going to disable the alarm. The alarm is disabled.
He disengages it from the trailer and they haven't seen each other.
He did it so perfectly.
They consider that like out into the water. That to be the most flawless one thing in the world.
You're right. And if you head down to a boat, if you head down to a boat launch, like on a busy weekend, say 4th of July weekend, and people are literally lined up the road to watch the boats. Right. There are people like that.
Is that when you went?
Yes.
It is crazy.
I have done it that weekend. Like, Bobby is doing this. I'm not under. I think I was insulted, but I'm not sure.
And it's just shut up and let people do that.
No, I'm not doing it Saturday because that's when
everyone does it.
The closer you get to the fourth, in my
the rooms and booms, man.
But what's funny is you get to watch. There's the people like Zach that can do it in 10 seconds. And then there's the people that like they've never used the reverse gear in their automobile before. Because they're scissoring. They're backing up and the boat is turning. And it's folding, and so it's always a pleasure to see it when someone knows what they're doing.
Because the gregarious person that launches that has work to do is not the person you want.
Right.
He uses a skiff with an outboard on it.
You want him to do the work. Unless you're there doing the work with them, then you better flap your gums because I don't know what I'm doing, and you have to direct me and make me
laugh. That's okay.
Summer people time.
And I've had a Chad, Kathy, and work. Community dock. So you have working watermen
that are
there.
The price was right. That was the socializing.
He tells the story.
If you've got a chatty Kathy and you're paying a lot of money and you're doing it by the hour, it's like, you know, you,
and he's got a giant pickup
with
truck
with a skiff attached to it.
But the long and short of this is the people that are making their living get out of their way.
Two couples talk.
You know, if you've got a little bicycle right with one of your little candy ass helmets on,
naturally,
you know, just roll it over to the other side.
And this
so
is, I think, this
people
is,
that are
this
doing
exactly
their job.
How the conversation
is this guy
is
as
a
they are in the direct
it,
line
on to the dinghy,
where he is
and
pulling
Catherine
the
Catherine rows it out there.
I take the boat to the dock
as he is making his living.
We take it out for a spin.
Yeah,
Zach and Catherine. And as soon as we got Zach got on the boat, I said, "So we were wondering if you go ahead."
He loves being on a boat.
Do you think people are just dicks, or they don't understand or have some spatial awareness?
About 40.
I think it starts with them being
knots
a dick, and then they forget that they're being a dick, and then it's just part of their
behavior.
I'll
tell you this, it happens with
no, never had a
like
mojito.
Cartoon-sized boats coming your way,
beer,
but also
what is the HP?
Like when I walk out of that effing CVS in the morning.
Oh, they're just all standing there.
You're
spiffy crap.
If you want to stand and ask a question in front of the door of a major metropolitan city, go to the F.
What
if you put somewhere else? Go to another.
If I put another one on, let me tell you how I
if I put another one on there, you know how I'd be pointed up to the sky.
Paranoid about
and I would be sitting there going, okay.
I get the impression
I was really looking forward
been
to
in a little community knows this.
You could put a second motor on if I sat at the front of the boat.
I'm trying
to put me on the bow.
How do those longboats from Miami Vice, how do they have two motors on the back?
Trying to impress someone can be anything but it's a question of weight.
This is really the nautical equivalent of your spite house.
You know what I mean?
Just
it doesn't matter. It's super
no,
it's
but
big enough for us, you know, and you are
people
so
fit comfortably without being like,
your
man, you should not invited
cousin
just like
anything.
Your house.
I see it all the time.
I know you're standing in the rain, but I would like to tell you about my sciatica.
Now, it's like
awkward.
It's different. You can probably bring a couple of
I don't want to have the alarm. I don't want to have the alarm.
You know what? Let me disable the alarm. I'm going to disable the alarm. The alarm is disabled.
When you have two women that haven't seen each other, and they're so we take it out,
they
consider that.
They consider that to be the most important thing in the world.
Right.
And their conversation,
and
where they're standing,
the boat,
they don't want
to
even
my,
break
my late mother, and it's
the,
got
the
Mary O.
They want it
it's got
all
Mary
right.
O.
It's
on the
just,
side of it, so it's
maddening up here.
Yes.
It's got
it
sentimental value. And
it's
runs,
like,
and now it's back to the dock, and we're getting closer to 0 hour.
And it's just shut up and let people do
that. I'm going to drop off my daughter and Zach on the dock.
I'm beginning to appreciate
tie the dinghy to the back
in my office.
I'm going to bring the boat out to a mooring. I'm going to tie it up. And then we got a guy that's going to be
by the way,
doing some work.
I am thinking about
and
this.
Zach said to me,
"It's kind of quiet."
The morning
said,
when we decided
well,
we were going to launch it all the way through
I
to go out.
So when you are when it's the boat is wide open and flying across Frenchman's Bay, and Zach is loving it
because
he never gets to ride a fast
motor.
And I'm sure
can use it. I'm going to ask Catherine
that has work to do.
And I'm sure Catherine is loving it too because you know she's been in the city and now she's out on the water.
You want to do the work
unless you're
there doing the work with them. You better
because you know it's so close.
I don't know what I'm doing, and you have to direct me.
And that's
laugh.
Okay.
Yeah.
But and I've had a chatty Kathy come in and work.
Has always
he's been
challenging for
yes.
larger
but
carriers.
But he
sure.
did okay. great work.
Your
stepping into
right.
an
that was
unstable
the
vehicle.
Ah. If you've got a chatty cat has and potential to do all sorts and you're of doing kooky, it by the crazy hour, thing. Like, you
know, and there's about a 2-foot chop on the water.
So the wind is blowing.
But and so you're going from unstable vehicle to another unstable vehicle get out of their in way, less than ideal conditions.
But if you've got a little bicycle, heavy enough, you can roll it over to the other side. So people that are doing their job.
Because this guy
from the
is
dock,
a magician with it,
at
and
this
then
point,
it was on to the dinghy,
and Zach
and
are
Catherine
just
rows it out there. I take
oh,
the
right audience.
I and I'm getting lines together.
We take it out for a spin.
Up, yeah, me, Zach, sure and Catherine
do the right thing.
And as soon as we got, I noticed
Zach
that the
got on
the
boat.
I said,
"On
Zach,
the dock
you don't,
side,
this is not your type of
with their view."
And I said, "The last thing I want to do is put a boat that goes fast.
I never board my dinghy from the boat
where people can see it.
It goes about 40.
Now, Catherine pointed out,
yeah,
40 miles.
Call the paramedics."
Ever had a mojito on
minutes,
that boat?
No, never had a mojito.
Yeah, if there's a problem, let me know.
I have a hunch they probably hit 9 and 1. And their thumb is on the 1.
10,000 horsepower.
Wow, that's a spiffy crack.
Do you have 2 engines or
250? I think I got
250.
250?
No,
the big boat.
Why?
What if you put another one on there?
The boat would sink.
It's only 19 feet. If I put another one on there, the boat would be pointed up to the sky.
Yeah, I understand, but I like your theory. That's a great idea.
That was initially a theory. Was but really no, looking forward to the boat going stomach down.
He could put a second motor on if I sat at the front of the boat.
Well, how
he could put me on the bow.
How do those longboats from Miami Vice, how do they have two motors on the back?
And the dinghy.
Because they're big. The dinghy.
They're longer.
I mean, it's a question of weight.
This is really the nautical equivalent of your spite house.
Yes.
It's just tiny.
Well, it's not super tiny.
No,
but big enough for us.
How do people fit comfortably without being like, man, you're not invited.
Suddenly the dinghy
just like your house.
Just like four of my
out you put seven
foot,
on, you're starting
to get
a little. And
my foot is hovering between the dinghy and my regular boat.
With kids,
awkward.
With kids, it's different. You can probably bring a couple of little kids.
At this point, I said,
but six.
Well,
you don't
want
to put
12
people on.
Just,
no.
It'll be a
if you put
12
people on this,
so,
you know,
what
I do
is
I
lie
down on my clothes. So we take it out and the toes into the dinghy.
I can't come
to the
front right now because I'm at the bottom of the
pool. Put the toes into the dinghy.
The boat
is a tribute to my late mother.
And I realize it's got Mario.
I've got it.
It's got Mario on the side of it.
Truth,
so it's
when
got,
it's and got I'm not sure, by the way.
And it runs.
That,
you
and
know,
now all the
it's
staples
back to the dock.
And
we're getting closer
sutures
to 0
and everything
hour
that's
because
been surgically injected
that
into
going
my
to drop off
frame.
My daughter,
you know,
and
this
Zach
is
on
the moment
dock.
Of truth here. To
this
tie the dinghy to the back because I'm going to go
bring
the boat out to a mooring. I'm going to tie it up.
Will there be some particular failure?
By the way, I am thinking about
will the bridge topple down?
How great is this
warranty? We're launch it all the way to the go hour.
So when you are the boat is wide open, he looks down at his side and it's unraveling like
Zach
the top
is
of a bag of dog
it,
food. Never gets to ride
fun,
a fast boat.
Absolutely
and I'm sure
that I'm going to ask stand up
and I'm sure Catherine is loving it too because you know she's been in the city and now she's out on the water and there's nothing more beautiful. They're both having the time of your life and you are crowded with
cheers from the dock
because you know it's so close to this dinghy time. Okay, all right.
Because he's shielded by the boat.
Conditions.
Oh, but I thought this time you were actually you were boarding it on the dock side.
Sure.
Okay. No, no.
You're stepping
off.
Oh,
you moved it. Okay.
I've seen this maneuver before because you hear for help.
And there's about
you hear for the scream of help
in
case something happens.
So the wind is blowing.
And so you're going from unstable vehicle to another unstable vehicle in less than ideal conditions.
Get it into the dock. And then they've got a ladder. 19-foot fiber heavy enough. You're not going to yank it around.
But it's still moving.
Tight.
And so Zach's like
holding the rope.
The other factor
to the dinghy,
from the dock.
I can handle this.
At this point,
and he's just holding us and Zach are just staring at me. Just
oh, you got an audience.
So, and I just
I
want to
be left
lines
alone.
Together.
I want to be
putting
everything
up
everything
and making
pace.
Sure that
that's
we
what
do
I
the right
thing.
Until
I noticed that
we
the
tied it to the little tiny
the
float
dock side.
And then once
with
again,
their
this is
view,
the question of
and
get,
getting
the
last thing I want
getting low
to
the point where you can squat
down
and do it
board
my dinghy
from the boat.
You're not going to be able to bend from the waist to see it.
Not with my level of
Catherine, as Catherine pointed out.
But Dad, if you fell in,
it's going to get better.
Call the paramedics.
I'm working on it desperately every single day to eat as much ice cream as I can to maintain.
I have a hunch they probably hit 9 and 1.
That's what I'm trying
and their thumb
Carla.
Is on the 1.
That's what I do.
Did you leave any
so
ice cream
the
on the
first,
boat?
You know
the
what?
First
poor way
Carla wasn't
that
there.
I'll
she was catching
my fat
a nap
ass.
Somewhere.
Right, yeah, must be nice,
the
Carla.
Of the,
yeah,
the big
God damn it.
I just meant the fact that you can't get low. I really didn't think about all
that.
You're
going to
go there with it.
This is like
a little disgusting. Yeah, I understand, but I like your theory.
I'm not talking about
low.
You guys are
gymnastics in the bedroom? Is that what it is?
Stomach down. I didn't mean it that way.
I just know that Carrie says that it's my turn to hold the rope.
How do you ever pick?
Hey, Carla. Hey, I just took my boxer shorts off. Let me do
the
flying Walenda. the dinghy.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
I could walk this tightrope.
The dinghy makes
come on over here.
Hey,
excuse me.
Yes.
My stomach
Harry Houdini's up in the bedroom waiting
the gunnel
for you here.
Yeah.
I'm in the dinghy.
And the dinghy makes this sound.
See?
Boy. Hey, honey.
And suddenly the dinghy just
once the Handmaid's Tale is over, you want to come up and
just like get jiggy with your yoga instructor
up in bed?
And my foot is hovering between the dinghy.
Commander Flexible.
Coming to the bedroom.
That Asian guy that does the Prana Sleep commercial. You know?
At this point, I said, well, you're going to have to just it'll be a leap of faith.
You want to marry an Irishman or a yogi? Which do you want?
Fantastic.
Here I am.
No, I will.
The toes.
I need into the dinghy.
I meant when, like, you're a commander. When you pick up anything, you have to get low.
You do.
You have to go down and pick up. Like, that's how you get leverage.
And I realize. And it is
capable.
Then the moment of truth when I'm standing.
Certain
and I'm not sure,
up,
by
not
the way.
Everything.
Give us an example. What can you pick up and what can't?
In your kitchen, Mike, is the freezer, is it a side-by-side? Is the freezer on top or is the freezer
into
below
my
the refrigerator?
Frame.
Yes.
You know,
right,
this is the I'll moment of truth here. This is the moment.
Okay, he's going to
you know,
do something visual.
Will they hold? A visual.
This is a visual.
Will there be some particular failure? You know, will the bridge topple down?
How great is this warranty?
He's dropped
the pen.
Carla, have you paid the insurance? Meanwhile, he looks down at his side and it's unraveling like the top of a bag of dog food.
Oh, everything's fine.
We can do that.
So is that? That's good.
I stand up and I immediately put my ass on
the
seat.
If the pen was in a hole,
the dinghy is stable.
The pen was in a hole 2 inches.
I'm going to have to practice
under the ground like
always golf
ball is.
Yeah. Were there cheers from the dock?
No, but it's too far out. It's way out. It's way out.
In a pin. He is shielded by the
boat. You have to.
Yeah. Oh, but I thought this time you were actually boarding. You have to start
on
the dock start
side.
The game with 18.
No, he's getting off.
I'll just leave the dinghy around to the other side.
Oh, you moved it. Okay.
Around to the other side.
I've seen this maneuver before.
Mike, we have to help up to check in.
You're here for the scoop.
We
are in help in case something 90% sold, right?
But yeah.
Oh, wow.
We have 10% of tickets rolling
in and get it into the dock. And then they've got a ladder. For those of you, this is just for you listening live. Because the people who are going to be listening to the show will not have an opportunity.
Zach's like holding the rope.
Sorry about that.
To the dinghy.
Yeah, told
and I'm like, I can handle
also,
this.
When we get back, we need to call Grace. See what's going on in the world of showbiz.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Magic.
I want to be left alone. I want to
check and see.
Yes.
Here she
that's
is.
We can call
her. News you may not need instead of
on the floor.
You want her right now?
We can call her right now if you like.
She's on the line.
Yeah.
Getting low to the point where you can squat down and do it or you can kneel down, but you're not.
There may not be anything
from the waist to do it.
She might not even be there.
So the call, I go,
I'm still driving.
It's going to get better.
We're getting told. Now that she's
desperately
there now.
Every
she's
single day to eat as much ice cream as I can to maintain
the music
my
off,
fat and flexibility. That's what I'm trying to
do. Your logical
did you leave any ice cream on the boat?
Right, you know, whatever. Carla wasn't there. She was catching a nap somewhere.
Hi, what's happening?
Yeah, must be nice, Carla.
They're filming over and over
God
again.
God damn it.
I just meant the fact that you can't get low. I really didn't think
oh, this is exciting.
Yeah,
all right, Grace, tell us what you're seeing right now.
That's a little disgusting. That's what you would call me on.
I'm not talking about that.
Excuse me, Mr. Capri.
You do
Herbert.
Gymnastics in the bedroom? Is that
no,
what it is? That what
I didn't get that
I just know that Carrie says that it's my turn to
have
it.
Hey,
Carla, hey, I
just took my boxer shorts off. Let me do the flying Walenda.
So cool. That is so
yeah,
cool.
This is fantastic.
So
look at this.
You walk this tightrope.
Come on over here.
Hey, excuse me.
Tell us.
Harry Houdini's up in the bedroom waiting for you here.
Well, I see that door that they rebuilt like you said.
Commander Salamander.
Yeah.
Hey, honey.
Yeah.
Once Handmaid's Tale is over, you want to come up and get jiggy with your yoga instructor up in bed?
That sounds like crazy.
Commander
Flexible. Spoiler alert.
You know? Yeah. Like that Asian guy that does the Prana Sleep commercial.
Everyone, run away.
She's playing.
But no,
you want to marry an
no
Irishman or a yogi?
No Chris Pine yet?
Celebs yet, right?
Fantastic. No,
here I am. No,
no
I will.
Wig or pines,
I need greater pines.
I meant
what
you did.
You
have
a Wisconsin accent
anything.
There we got.
You have to get low.
You do.
You have
no
to go down
and
no pick
wig,
up. Like, that's how
no
you get
Gadot.
Leverage.
Gal Gadot. It is, and I'm capable
is that supposed to be
of picking up.
That's Wonder Woman. That's Wonder Woman.
But that's Wonder Woman. Yeah.
Give us an example. What can you pick up and what can't you?
In your kitchen, Mike.
Okay,
is the freezer is it a side-by-side?
This is what's
on top
important.
Is the freezer below
you're setting
the
scene. Are there the old cars lined up parked on each side of the street, or is it just
a
bare street with cars moving back and forth in the action scenes? I
cars
like
moving
this.
Back
yeah.
and forth with each action.
Okay,
yes,
that's
a big
they're moving
pen.
Back
nice.
Into place before they have to. Mike,
he's dropped the pen.
Okay,
this is a curious
right?
thing for me.
He's
do the cars
down.
Turn around
he's
or do they just back up?
First.
He's leaning over.
They back up.
So they just go in reverse and go back.
That?
That's so great.
See that?
That's good.
And are there tons of pedestrians? If the pen was in a hole.
If the pen was in a hole 2 inches
whatever you put in boats.
Under the ground, like a golf ball.
Oh, probably diesel for the generators.
Oh, they've got all the generators going on the side for all the lights.
But, yeah. Are there a lot of pedestrians that are gawking and getting down with the...
Or you have to start the game with 18 balls.
Wearing, like, Wonder Woman hats.
I'll just leave it there.
Trying to get
you know what? That's cool.
Now, I want you to look around anywhere around you. Do you see Alex Ovechkin with the standing cup?
90% sold out.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Grace, we have 10% of tickets left. Yeah.
No, I was just going to comment.
Guys, listen, for those of you, this is just
a lot of people walking their dogs. Being like, oh, I'm not going
to
get a
listen to the show. We'll not have an opportunity to get to it. Sorry about that. But
your dog doesn't have his echo. When we get back, we need to call Grace. Right. See what's going
Grace,
on
thank
in the
you
world
so
of
much.
Showbiz.
Yes.
Oh, welcome.
I appreciate it. That's her first live call.
Yeah, good job.
Check and see where she is.
Yeah. We should call
any start news you may not need instead of having
we can call her right now if you like.
She's on the line.
Yeah. No, you're my... Why do I think...
Tomorrow, I'm calling now.
Here's how we do it. Oscar will be like the same.
There may not be anything.
How do you do, Oscar?
Somehow, I just got in a love scene with Gal Gadot.
That's not going
to be... All I had to do was put on a pair of Vans and pretend I was in 85.
Oh, we'll take a break. Turn the music come back off with then. More and news you may not need on the Michael Barry show.
Your logic was sound.
Yes.
Let's go to Grace.
Let's go to Grace right now.
Hello, Grace. Hi, Paulie.
Hello.
So now
hi, what's happening?
That you love to shop online.
They're filming over and over again and kicking every single pedestrian off the sidewalk.
You know, this is exciting.
Yeah. All right, Grace, tell us what you're seeing right now. Do you see any famous folks?
What's the matter with you, huh?
No, I don't actually. But I'm seeing a lot of extras.
Then you go to the Michael
Mara
Show website and click on the Amazon page.
Going back and forth.
That way, you get some
amazing. That's kind of cool. That's me.
Oscar, are you going to try to get down there?
I'm going to walk down there right after the show to see what we can see. That is
so cool.
So do you hear them calling action? Well, set the scene. Tell us everything you see.
Well, I see that store that they rebuilt. Like,
welcome back to the Michael Barry Show.
Shop on Amazon.
Yes.
Everybody does it. It's easy and it saves money. It's a no-brainer.
Oh, but
spoiler alert.
Yeah. Have you used your brain. Remember,
everyone run away.
By clicking the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. That will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking. You need it. Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day? Rob Spiewak.
You're going to love this. It is not released yet, but you can pre-order it. It drops on July 1st, but the Washington Post has put out a book called Worth the Wait, The Washington Capitals' Memorable Journey to the 2018 Stanley Cup. It's a full-color book put together by the Washington Post that chronicles this entire season. If you were part of that ride and you're a Caps fan, you got to get this book. Order it now. Get it July 1st.
She's plugged in. This is what's important. You're setting the scene. Are there the old cars lined up parked on each side of the street, or is it just a bare street with cars
spend
moving
money
back and forth
and
back.
News.
Cars moving back and forth with each action, and every cut, they're moving back into place before they have to
Bill
roll
Cosby
again.
Okay, hasn't been
this
sentenced
is a curious
yet,
thing for me. Do the cars turn around,
begun,
or do they just back up?
To the not always reliable radar.
So they just go in reverse and go back. That's so great.
Has moved out.
Oh, no.
They're Philadelphia homes, pedestrians.
You say, oh, no.
Oh, no.
What?
Because they're America's favorite couple.
Took her long enough.
Oh, probably diesel for the generators.
Out, according to radar,
oh, that they've
reliable.
Got all the generators going on the side for all the lights.
Has.
Yeah.
And are there a lot of pedestrians that are on house arrest until sentencing in September? He's living alone with just a single employee to take care of him. A source says, quote, he literally is home alone. Even
now, I want you to look around. Anywhere around you, do you see Alex Ovechkin with the Stanley Cup?
Massachusetts haven't visited their dad in months.
Hey, Grace.
The source says, Bill begged Camille to stay, but she's not interested, quote, wants to leave this scandal behind her.
A lot of people walking
no
the dogs,
in
being
him.
Like, oh, I'm not going to go
look.
Affecting
worry
the
not.
Life that she is building for herself. All of this would be plausible.
Your dog doesn't have his equity card. He cannot be in the movie.
People would understand. All right.
Grace, thank you so much.
Sell the house
thanks,
in Philly.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. That's our first live call.
Tell you what, that one employee that's living with Bill Cosby, that's got to be a pretty good choice.
No week, no pain.
No pain. No, no, no.
Hollywood in Washington.
Don't drink that. It's Robert Culp.
Why do I think
tomorrow I'm calling now.
Oscar will be like this afternoon. Go, hey, how do you do, Oscar?
Somehow, I just got in a love scene with Gal Gadot.
Oh, no. All I had to do was put on a pair of Vans and pretend I was in 1985.
Department will take a break. Come back with more and news you may not need. In November of 2017, according to this guy, the alleged incident at the center of the case took place in the 1990s. Lieutenant Saul Rodriguez of the Santa Monica Police said that this happened back in 90.
You don't access the Amazon.
90s. Did he say anything about the nature of the allegation against Stallone?
What's the matter with you, huh?
And this is interesting. My client categorically denies the allegations against Stallone's attorney, Martin Singer. It's outrageous. The DA's office and PD would announce this information because it makes the public think there's something
there. So now
there.
That we understand so each other,
that's the world we live in now. You know, even if it's scary, a long time.
I have to wonder when I hear that what Michael his mom Mara. Must be thinking.
Yes. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Shop on Amazon.
Yes.
Everybody does it. It's easy and it saves money. It's a no
hey, you look
brainer.
Good.
But did you? We do need to have you
hey.
Not going bowling. Remember, to access the site
She's
by clicking
dick.
The Amazon link.
This
at the
is
top
a disturbing
West
story.
That
right
will guarantee
here.
Millie Bobby
we
Brown,
get
that
for your
wonderful
so start
actress,
clicking
11.
You
11,
need
yeah.
an Amazon. Has
that
it? Kid,
what is today's Amazon purchase of the day? Rob Spiewak.
You're
going to
love this. It is not released yet, but you can pre-order. It drops on July 1st. But the Washington Post has put out a book called "Worth the Wait."
To post
the Washington Capitals' memorable journey
about
to the 2018 Stanley Cup.
Millie
it's a full-color book put together by the Washington Post that chronicles this entire
no
season.
Reason.
If you were part of that ride and you're a Cavs fan, you've got to get this book. Order it now. Get it July 1st.
Off her mm-hmm. Amazon really does have
and
everything.
Stomped on
it
the book
at
an airport and just took off from there.
That
it seems like people
sure
chose Millie because she would
cost you nothing.
It would be so out of character
for her to act like this. And many of them are so outrageous. They're kind of funny on the surface. I don't think
Bill
this
Cosby
is funny.
Hasn't been sentenced yet, but his punishment has already begun. According to the not always reliable, that they're just targeting
online.
Her to target
Bill's
her.
Wife, so, Camille, has moved out.
That's
it's a weird
no.
Philadelphia home.
You
got to
remember, God, she's
say,
a kid.
Oh, no.
Leave the kids alone, for Christ's sake. Because they're America's favorite couple.
Leave her alone. Leave her alone right now.
I'm excited about this.
They say that she has.
A new wine-flavored water
is
going
on
arrest until sentencing in July. He's
it's
living
like
alone
bottled
with just
water,
a single employee
take
care
to
of him.
A source says, quote,
he literally is home
and
alone.
It's non-alcoholic.
She even took the staff with her.
Well, that's
so
stupid.
Bills,
just like
super water now abandoned
him.
They're
drunk.
With Camille.
It comes in both red and white.
And haven't visited
and
their dad
if it
in
somehow
months.
Appeals
the
to
source
you,
says, Bill begged Camille to stay, but she's not interested. Quote, she wants to leave this scandal behind her. She has no interest in seeing him. She doesn't want his reputation affecting the life she is building for herself. All of this would be plausible.
Yeah, almost turned.
It's
yeah.
happening, and people would understand.
Tastes like wine, but I don't have a buzz. Jesus,
sorry, my children.
Is behind and right along.
Tell you what, that one employee that's living with
well,
Bill Cosby, that's got to be
impressive.
A pretty choice.
A 19-year-old woman named Caitlin Strong was at the Winstock
Country
Music
Festival. It's Robert
Central Minnesota.
The L.A. District Attorney's Office is reviewing,
and
she was
checking out a truck.
Again,
when she put her
Sylvester
head
Stallone.
In its oversized,
oh, no.
according to spokesman Greg,
and her head,
the Santa Monica Police Department turned over a case which
there
is
a picture of it.
I
saw
of 2017,
oh, no.
according
her
to
head
Scott,
got
the alleged
stuck.
Incident,
firefighters
the of the case had to
come
and
use
in the
a
1990s. Power saw to get her head out
Saul
of the
Rodriguez
tailpipe.
The Santa Monica
There's a
six-second
video
that,
showing them about to saw the tailpipe.
Has gotten more than 2.4 million views.
After Caitlin got free from the tailpipe, she was escorted out of the festival. The cops cited her for underage
categorically denies the allegations.
But there's nothing illegal about putting her
attorney,
in the tailpipe.
Martin Singer. It's outrageous.
She should have had some of that water.
And PD
would
and
then
she
wouldn't
have
been
drunk.
Because
she
would have
been the public
okay.
Yeah. Think there's something
and now
there.
A little something.
So that is.
Deputies
that's
say
the world
a
we live
Haven
now,
woman,
you know, even if it's
scary.
I have to wonder when I hear that what his mom must be thinking.
At her. Yeah, doctor, drop it like it's hot.
Yes.
Weight loss
process. So it's Winter Haven, Florida.
Winter Haven, right?
Where is it? Is that near your home?
It's south of Lake Alfred, west of Lake Hamilton, east of Lake Hancock, and north
hey,
of Lake Ellery.
You look good. So many lakes.
Shirt is full of
birds. Here's her name.
Oh, hey,
I'm not going bowling today.
She's a dick. Yes.
We're just
this
doing
is
the Florida story.
The whole thing.
Millie Bobby Brown, that wonderful.
Here's
actress.
Her name.
Yeah. 11. 11 yeah.
Reading this the best
that
I
kid,
can.
Okay.
She's just delightful. She deactivated her Twitter account after being targeted by trolls.
Jesus
Delayda, Jesse Lopez.
Take down Millie Bobby Brown.
Six counts
post
of
fake memes and stories.
How do you think Jerry Lewis would say her first name? A younger Jerry Lewis.
How often she violently attacks gay people for no reason.
It all started in November of 2017.
2017 when someone tweeted that Lily yanked off her hijab and stomped on it at an airport and just took off from there.
Well, let's just call her Jessie.
People chose Millie because she would be, it would be so out of character for her to act like this.
And many of them are so outrageous. Boulevard office where
they're kind of funny on the medical procedures and portraying
this fake than the deep fake.
I love my state of Florida, even though she does not hold.
They're just targeting her to target her.
They say she also prescribed weight loss medication.
It's a weird level of bullying. So-called
vampire
facelift.
Leave the kids alone.
Don't even ask me what that's about. Maybe
that's for another show.
Leave her alone.
Lopez was arrested just hours ago with the help of the DEA and Florida Department of Health.
New wine-flavored water.
Who was going on with Lopez at the clinic?
Dr. Kamal Ashraf
was also arrested
on a charge of knowingly employing
an
unlicensed person in the practice of nursing.
It comes in both red and white.
Asked for comment,
and if it somehow appeals to you, it's called Vine Wine Grapefruit.
I was under the impression that she was talented and a skilled healthcare professional with a solid level of knowledge.
It's like a failed trick that Jesus did.
Now, please,
almost turned into
the police car. Tastes like wine, but I don't
That's
have a buzz, Jesus.
Sorry, my chick.
Well, this is just
the audio of 19-year-old woman
here on the Mike O'Mara
Caitlin Strong was at the Winstock Country Music Festival in central Minnesota last weekend.
Oh, no, fine.
And she was checking out a truck.
Hey, with political persuasions.
When she put
this week,
her
Mike
head
and I preview the North
in
Korea
its
summit,
oversized tailpipe.
G7 food fight with
and her head.
And we meet the guys who take Trump papers stuck back together.
There is a picture of it. I saw the picture.
Oh, no.
Her head got stuck. Stitcher. Firefighters had to come and use a power saw.
Welcome back to
get
the
her head out of the
tailpipe.
This is a 6-second video showing them about to saw the tailpipe.
It's the worst time of the year.
It's gotten more than 2.4 million views. After Caitlin got free from the tailpipe, she was escorted out of the festival. The cops cited her for underage drinking.
Oh. All right. But there's nothing illegal about putting her head in the tailpipe.
That's so smart.
She should have had some of that water. And then she wouldn't have been drunk.
What? She would have been okay. Why
I'll start again.
That's right.
And now a little something. Oh,
this portion of
say a Winter Haven woman
the
in Florida was
it's the worst time
pretending
of the year.
To be a nurse.
JP Flame took
her
seat in the parade.
Doctor, drop it like it's hot.
That lady hates
clinic.
Your
so it's Winter Haven, Florida.
Winter Haven.
Right? Where is that?
People
in your home?
Think you sound
it's south
nasal.
Of Lake Alfred, west of Lake Hamilton, east
and
of Lake Hancock, and north of Lake
Alfred. Is a person of
so many lakes.
Walmart water theft.
Here's her name.
What will you do? What will you do?
Her name.
Well.
Beef jerky. How about the TMOS bonus show?
The whole
bonus show is
joke.
An extra part of TMOS comedy.
Here's her name.
I
am
from
reading
a
Laverne and Surly
okay.
into a really,
Jesusa
really Deleda. Happy day.
Sit on it, Oscar.
Jesusa Deleda, Jesse Lopez.
To him.
Faces
him,
six counts of unlicensed
him,
practice
him.
Of healthcare.
How do you think
do
Jerry Lewis would
him?
Say her first name? A younger Jerry Lewis.
Halusa Delanda
Is that the right one?
That's it. Rupert Hall.
Halusa Delalio.
Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com.
Halusa Delalio. Slingin.
Spread some cheer. Bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You'll get access to all our bonus content.
Well, let's just call her
Jesse. She's truly a win-win,
so please quit sucking.
And we thank
you. Investigators. Say she owns
the Cypress Gardens Boulevard office
that's
where she's been performing medical procedures.
Short for John Paul.
Herself.
So we want to send
thank
our
you, thank
best
you.
Greetings out
I
to
love
him.
My state of Florida,
sure.
Even though she does
anyway,
not hold a medical degree. They say
Mike,
she
I was hanging at an exclusive jazz club, as I love to do, and I happened to hit record on a hot young artist there.
Don't even ask me what that's about.
Yeah, maybe that's for another show.
Lopez was arrested just hours ago with the help of the DEA and Florida Department of Health. A doctor who was working with Lopez at the clinic, Dr. S. Kamal Ashraf,
you got it already,
was also arrested on a charge of knowingly employing an unlicensed person in the practice of nursing. When asked for comment, Dr. Ashraf said,
I was under the impression that she was talented and a skilled healthcare professional with a solid level of knowledge and an impressive bedside manner.
Now, please, let me into the police car.
That's not his quote at all.
Thank you. That's New Year's Eve. Break and come back with more fun. The audio ball, Rob Squack, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Go!
it's Political Persuasion. Here's Chris.
Hey, it's Chris Frazier, Political Persuasion. This week, Mike and I preview the North Korea
summit. I want to send special thanks to one of my most favorite of our creative listeners, Eric Quick. Good job, Eric.
Back together.
I just thought that was great. Now, compare that to someone who has an amazing musical lineage, Frances Bean Cobain, daughter of Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love. She's putting together a new record. And she put something on the gram yesterday. This doesn't sound that much better than the worst time of the year. Isn't it? Same tone.
JP Flame. JP Flame.
But I look forward to it because she does have a great lineage and I like her voice.
What?
But I just
got a nice voice.
She had a similar tone to your son and a few years on him, too.
This portion of the microphone is brought to you by the TMOS bonus packages. It's the worst time of the year.
Utah. You know, she just got a vampire face.
Your seat in the parade.
That's right. Just
that lady hates you. Wade Byard tape.
Dateline to Utah.
People
a lady saw a soft drink on the shelf of a grocery store. And she complained about it. It's one of those clear colas.
Walmart water.
Yeah, like Inca Cola. And because you can't actually see it because
well,
it doesn't have the food
jerky,
color.
How about the TMOS bonus show?
You can't see
it.
So the name of the cola is not
each and every week
cola.
That will change you from
and
a Laverne and Surly
has
to a
sort of
really,
a
really happy
Germanic
day.
Looking eagle on it.
Sit
and she
on
put
it,
two
Oscar.
And two together that it's called Nazi Cola. So she Googled the company. And they also make a product called Orthodox Juice. That's a grape soda.
Is that the right one?
They also a citrus beverage called lemonade. It's like they're all hate-based soda brands.
You get access to all our bonus content,
well,
and you'll be helping TMOS juice.
Yes, truly.
Well,
I mean, because Orthodox juice is not.
Thank you.
But I mean,
if you take Orthodox juice and pair it with your other products, I don't think it's going to be short for John Paul.
There seems to be best greetings out to him. Anti-Semitic.
That's the reason. I was hanging at this is the exclusive Utah jazz club. About. Her name is Kate Boyle,
and I
happened
to
hear she was talking about not young artists there.
We were
see
having
like
some friends over
for a
party,
record.
And I saw the soda lined up at Macy's, and I thought, oh, this looks really fun. And then I saw this one, and I looked at it, and I thought, what is this? And I was like, Nazi cola. And someone said, you need to have a better sense of humor.
You got it already.
Nobody needs to have a sense of humor about this. I don't think it's a matter of a sense of humor when 6 million people are murdered.
True.
But not everyone to be murdered. The Nazis came to power because people were desensitized to things like this. And I thought, I don't want Utah to become desensitized.
By the way, that's not Macy's, a department store. That's Macy's, a grocery store. Macy's. They did remove it from their shelves.
Also, make a better sense. You have to rely on marketing alone.
Well, you know what? I don't even like Pepsi. I don't want to go that far down the
road. Well, you know where they keep the soda?
Where?
Right next to the Clandy aisle.
Okay. I thought they would put it in the cooler. Put it in the cooler. And they asked Alex Trebek to comment.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back ribs.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I watched that
baby
one.
Back, baby back, baby
I want to send special thanks to one of my most one of my most favorite of our creative listeners, Eric Quick. Good job, Eric.
He sounds like he's having a good time.
Now, compare that to someone who has an amazing musical lineage of Frances Bean Cobain.
Tonight's category,
Kurt Cobain,
is
hate-based
sodas.
She's putting together a new record.
I wouldn't.
And she put something on the gram yesterday.
Jeopardy
this doesn't
night,
sound that much better than your son. What was Final
Same
Jeopardy?
Tone.
You remember?
Final Jeopardy was my daughter enlisted. It was animated movies of the 90s.
Okay, what was the answer? Not the question.
The answer was this animated film.
But I look forward to it because she does have a great lineage and I like
her
voice. But I just
voice.
She had a similar tone to your son and a few years on him too. Hamlet. Let's look at what is the Lion King?
I
don't understand why.
There you go.
Let's look at Utah. You know, she just got a vampire face.
You know, your name came up because Catherine said to me, Rob, she said she
Dateline
to
Utah. A lady saw a soft drink on the shelf of
the
grocery store.
You're good at it.
And she complained about it. One of those clear
colas.
A lot of people say the hard noticing about Jeopardy is not the content, but the timing. Remember, we had Seth Frumpkin on color.
He did. He did a couple of parents,
and he said the hard part. So the name of the
one of the answers was Brown University from Rhode Island, and the lady that actually
label
got the answer
has sort of a
not the lady
Germanic looking eagle on it.
Really,
she put two and two together that it's called Nazi Cola. So she Googled the company. Well, I mean, everyone knows that you and I are old.
Let's just emphasize
Orthodox juice.
I know. It's fun. It's great.
That's a grape
How's
soda.
How's the weather?
Do you hate the traffic? They also have a citrus beverage
called
lemonade.
All right,
let's
close
with this. Big news to a personal friend
it's
of
like
ours,
they're
Dennis
all
Hoff. Hate-based soda brand.
Yes!
We got a book.
Well, I don't know.
Do we?
Juice. Yes. Well, maybe.
Well, I think we'll talk about it post show.
But
if you take that, if you take Orthodox juice and pair it with your other products, I don't think it's going to be viewed as a tribute.
Yeah, he won.
There seems to be the potential for an anti-Semitic.
I hope that doesn't mean he has to ignore his hot sauce. So anyway, this is the fingers crossed. That's your magic audio
ball.
Have a great Thursday. Here she is talking about Nazi cola.
That's it, people.
We were having some friends over for a party, and I saw the.
Maybe
America. Only in America.
A brief phoner.
And then I saw this one and I
looked
at it.
Folks, you gotta get on the pony.
What is this?
And I don't mean our pony to get your tickets to
Vegas.
Get on the pony. There's a chance we're gonna be sold out, and that will be a true high mark for the show. We're very happy. All the people that reached out and are excited about Las Vegas. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on our new Playapod app. Snail mail for the show. Send it to Mike O'Mara's show, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 22007. And we really, really are grateful.
By the way, that's not Macy's department store. That's Macy's grocery store. M-A-C-E-Y-S.
They're on sale now.
They did remove it from the show.
Also,
you gotta move. Go to
the website.
You have a friend that you think might be shut out of this. Please, please, please.
I don't even like Pepsi. I don't want to go that
today,
far down the road.
You know where they keep in Las Vegas.
Where?
We will see
right
you there on November 4th. We're very,
second.
Very excited.
Second.
Yes,
I
that's right.
They were
I pay
put
attention
it in
to
the cooler.
Rob Spiewak.
Put it in the cooler.
We will see you there on October 1st.
And they asked Alex Trebek to comment.
I want my
November 2nd at the Council Chambers Theater in the Zappos.
I watched that
one.
Baby back ribs.
Chili's was the answer.
Was it? Oh, that was a category?
Get the hell out of here. Bye-bye, everybody.
Hello.
Baby back ribs.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now.
Tonight's category is hate-based sodas
on the red
bonus
banner.
Buy
or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing.
Thank you,
and go in peace.
What was Final Jeopardy? Do you remember?
Final Jeopardy was my daughter enlisted. It was animated movies of the 90s.
Okay, what was the answer? Not the question.
The answer was this animated film was based on I'm not giving the literal translation,
sure, sure.
But this animated film based on Hamlet.
Hamlet. Oh, what is The Lion King?
There you go. I'm never
wow,
playing
look
Jeopardy
at
with you.
These guys.
Yeah, you know your name came up because Catherine said to me, Rob, she said she thinks Rob would kill at this game. I said, yeah, but I would probably kill Rob because Rob would probably get all of the because you're good at it. You're good at it. And you got the winning answer. They all got the winning answer. But
a lot of people say the hardest thing about Jeopardy is not the content, but the timing. Remember, we had Seth Frumpkin on who did a couple nights.
Yeah.
And he said the hardest part is knowing how to win.
One of the answers was Brown University from Rhode Island. And the lady that actually got the answer was not the lady that had graduated from the university.
Really?
So it's pretty funny. Mm. Yeah. Here we are talking about Jeopardy. Are we nerds or what? That's crazy.
Well, everyone knows that you and I are old. Let's just emphasize it.
I know. It's fun. It's a great game. Really
How's
is.
The weather? Do you hate the traffic? All right. Let's close with this. Big news to a personal friend of ours, Dennis Hoff.
Oh, that's huge.
Yes. Yeah.
We got to book him.
Yeah, do
we?
Gotta
book him. Yeah, well, maybe not.
Well, we'll talk about it post-show.
Okay. Interesting news. The owner of the famous Bunny Ranch brothel won the primary for the Nevada State Legislature.
It's true.
Yeah, he won on his strong record of hiring women.
I hope this doesn't mean he has to ignore his hot sauce. But fingers crossed. That's your Magic Audio Vault,
awesome.
Everybody. Have a great Thursday.
That's it, people. Yeah. Yeah, he won. Thanks
Mike,
for joining
only
us.
Maybe in America. Only in America.
A brief phoner, perhaps.
Folks, you got to get on the pony.
Do
to,
it.
And I don't mean our pony to no. Get your tickets to Vegas.
Get off him.
Very good chance we're going to be sold out, and that will be a true high mark for the show. We're very happy for all the people that have reached out and are excited about Las Vegas. And don't forget to listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app. Snail mail for the show. Send it to Mike O'Mara's show, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 22007. And we really, really are grateful for everybody that has supported this show.
Yes.
And remember, they're on sale now for the general public, so you got to move. If
Go
you're
to
listening
the website.
Live and you have a friend that you think might be shut out of this, please, please, please get your tickets today for Mike O'Mara's show live in Las Vegas. We will see you there on November 4th. We're very, very excited.
Second.
Yes, that's right. I pay attention to the details. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, we will see you there on October 1st. I'm sorry, no. November 2nd at the Council Chambers Theater in the Zappos National Headquarters.
Yes.
We're very excited for Rob and Oscar and Mike O'Bara saying so long. Let me get the hell out of here. Bye-bye, everybody.
Hello.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
It'll be okay.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.